So basically every day up until election day, we're going to try and bring you at least one candidate in one race, hopefully more as we get closer to election day. But we've got elections coming up in November, and we want to hear from everybody as many times as humanly possible. In the mayor's race, once qualifying had ended, there were 9 names signed up. One has since already dropped out. And as I'm scrolling through the names who signed up to run for mayor, I saw Sid Edwards. And I was like, is there another Sid Edwards? Turns out, no. The legendary coach is with us right now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. Honored.
No, glad to have you in here. I've got to start with why. What brought this about?
You know, it's strange. It's something I've actually been thinking about for a while. Now, privately thinking about it. And I just looked, you know, in my profession, what I'm doing with coaching and all the building of teams and all that type of stuff. So I started reading. I started studying. And, of course, paying attention like most citizens of Baton Rouge are and the parish. And I think the biggest reason is I think the city needs me. I think this skill set is needed at this time right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever we're ready, we'll talk about that skill set. But there's a lot of beautiful things and positive things happening in Baton Rouge. But like anything else, on the flip side, there's a lot to fix and do better.
And there's going to be a balance with managing the good things we do versus the need that's still there in so many different places. Let's start with the resume. For those that don't know you, aren't familiar with you, give us the bio.
Well, lifelong coach and teacher, athletic director. I've worked with young people for over 40 years in Baton Rouge. My coaching journey started really at Catholic High School for 10 years. I spent 7 at Redemptorist High School. I was in New Orleans at Jesuit High School for a year post-Katrina. Mm-hmm. I went to help them out that back then. Holy Savior Menard for 1 year in Alexandria, 17 years at Central High School as their head football coach and athletic director. And most recently, I'm the head football coach in the 70805, the Estruma Indians. I'm entering my second year. Now, I actually started coaching when I was 16 years old. I'm 61, okay. And I coached the neighborhood softball team and the neighborhood youth league team. So that's kind of been my stops along the way.
We got Sid Edwards with us. He is running for mayor president of East Baton Rouge. All right. We're going to dive into, because I saw it immediately, the parallels between the first question I got, like friends texting and whatnot, like, what is a football coach? What business does he have running for mayor? And I'm of the belief that there is a crossover in skill set here.
Yes. A football coach is what I do. It's not who I am. Mm-hmm. I am a healer. I am a unifier. You know, bringing people together, forming a team, forming a staff. You know, just in football, I've got to get an OC, a DC, a special team coordinator, all that stuff. I don't see any different in the city of Baton Rouge. I mean, you've got to put the biggest, brightest minds. You've got to recruit them into the fold, and you got to put them in there, trust them, and then let them do their job. And I just, like I said, that's the part. I am a football coach. But it's mainly what I do, and it parallels, you know, to a lot of things, but in particular this position.
Yeah, every coach I had in high school always repeated, like, your athletic career is not going to take you the rest of your life, but the lessons you learn on the field are going to carry with you the rest of your life. And that's why I saw the parallels immediately, is because there's so many different things that go from a motivating standpoint, go from a getting the most out of your people standpoint. I think that there are definite comparisons here.
There is. I mean, coaching football is not rocket science. You've heard people say all the time, Bill Walsh is a genius. He's not a genius. I mean, he might be one of the better football coaches, mm-hmm. but a genius is going to cure cancer.
Right.
A genius, I mean, there's bigger things for them to do, not draw up plays, you know, on a board. And I mean, it's the same way I feel about running a city. I'm not going to try to lessen the impact of it or demean it, but it's not rocket science neither.
Right.
It's a lot of the right people in the right seats on the bus, mm-hmm. and a lot of people that mean well and are going to work and love people.
We got Sid Edwards with us talking about running for mayor president of East Baton Rouge. Okay, Sid, there is going to be a serious transition though, because while there are there are parallels. This is a whole new world as well. What kind of help are you getting along the way? What kind of team do you already have built to put this together to make a serious run?
Well, that's the election part, certainly. And honestly, it's grassroots right now, and it's brick by brick.
Okay.
Okay, so my son-in-law, my wife, so in the beginning, when you say grassroots, this, we're just planting seeds right now. And I've been on the phone, calling countless people for advice, talking to different folks, asking them about this, how does this work, even to the point, hey, you put a sign up, do I have to have a permit? And so it's the early stages, but we have gotten an awful lot done in 8 or 9 days. And I think we're 3 to 5 days away from really launching and getting it out there. We're excited about it.
Do you have a campaign platform already?
Well, my platform in terms of talking points and what I'm trying to do and everything else, I think all of the candidates are going to be very similar, you know, in terms of what we're going to address, what we're looking at. And crime, okay, is certainly it. I mean, we're looking at the blight, the homeless situation. And those things, I feel, Brian, have to come in the front. Okay, because a lot of people are going to talk about economic development, infrastructure, and all that, and we will. But I think the top of the list are those things I mentioned, the crime situation in Baton Rouge, and Baton Rouge being a safe city, being a beautiful, sparkling city and a place to live.
Okay, let's start with crime. Sid Edwards' plans to address crime include what?
Well, I know this. On the back end of the list is policy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think policy solves crime, and I don't think anyone can come in here and eradicate all the crime, but it starts with the police force and our local law enforcement and the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. I think those are I need to talk with those people who are running those organizations. We need to sit down. I need to know, what are the really good things you're doing? But let me know the really good things you need help with. What is happening there? Here again, building a team. Does the Baton Rouge Police Force need a coach? They got a great chief. Mm-hmm. But do they need a coach? Do they need someone to come in there? Because if I'm not mistaken, on the police force, we're looking, I can't say this number's exact, but we may be 90 to 100 officers short for a city this size. People aren't signing up. They're not interested in it. We need a city or a Baton Rouge police force that there's a waiting list.
So following up on that, though, that's not a new problem, and it's not just a Baton Rouge problem. This is happening everywhere.
Correct.
You're talking about a major cultural shift to get people excited about applying for these jobs.
There's no doubt, exactly right, a major cultural shift, and that is the plan, to start getting that going and working on that. And I realize it's everywhere, but Baton Rouge and the parish is, you know, what we're going to focus on, and I think here again, getting in there to find out the inside. I mean, I have friends that are in the department, but we don't get nothing but small talk, mm-hmm. you know, out of the couple of buddies I have. But that can be done. I think it starts there. Let's face it. Let's look at the last few years in Baton Rouge and nationally as well with our police force.
Sure.
Some brought on themselves, some bad policing at times, but I think it starts there. First, and then you go all the way down to some of the issues in Baton Rouge. You know, there are gangs here, and there are organized gangs.
Yes.
I don't plan on just talking to the law enforcement officers. I need to talk to who the gang leaders are. I need to go. I need to go in and find out who the drug dealers are, and I know some of them, and I need to talk to them and say, okay, we're going to – this is their Baton Rouge too, right?
Okay.
But in a bad way. We don't need that in our city, in our parish. And – my whole deal is they've got – it's the same. I hate to keep using a football analogy, Brian, but on our football team, you know, I have a 10-80-10 rule. Most coaches spend most of their time dealing with the top 10%.
Okay.
Okay, of their team, the studs, the great players, the guys, you know, the parade All-Americans, and the bottom 10, okay, that are not – in line, not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Sometimes they take a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But then there's 80% right there in the middle, the citizens of East Baton Rouge Parish, okay, that don't get the attention that's needed.
And that's where the biggest chunk is, and that's where the potential for growth is.
100%. But you got to tend, you got to take that top, everything can't be catered to just the top 10%.
Right.
And that happens a lot. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. That's going on. But if you don't dress, a city, like anything else, is as strong as its weakest link, Brian. Mm-hmm. And we have weak links here in Baton Rouge, like everywhere, right? I'm into 70805. Okay. I am, I challenged our citizens to take a trip, go down Plank Road and take a ride. I mean, within a city, there's a different world.
So, let's talk about this for a second. We have about 4 minutes left with Sid Edwards, who's running for mayor president of East Baton Rouge. You're at Estruma.
Yes, sir.
You were previously a Redemptorist.
Right.
You have seen the changes of North Baton Rouge over the last however many decades.
Right.
Walk me through a little bit about what that perspective brings to the race.
Well, here again, when I say it's another world, this is the parish president's job. This is in Baton Rouge, and it is a forgotten part of the city. And why? Because a lot of the folks over there, I'm with them now. I'm one of them. And there's no voice. I mean, if you ride down that corridor, let me put it this way. If there is a pile of trash on Highland or near the country club, somebody's going to holler if it's there more than 2 days, right?
Sure.
There ain't nobody calling from the north side. Mm-hmm. Those people need to be represented as well. And the perspective of it growing up there, that was a thriving, booming, really pretty place to live. And right now it's not. And that has to be tended to. I can't tell you how many abandoned homes and buildings and blight and trash and all that's out the way. Those folks need the love as well. And I say it again, the city will be as strong as its weakest link.
I got about two and a half minutes left with Sid Edwards, a longtime high school football coach, now running for mayor president of Baton Rouge. So you mentioned economic development will come, but it'd be at a lot of the forefront of a lot of voters' minds.
Right.
Your plans on that front are what?
Okay, let's think about it. What we've just talked about, economic development. Mm-hmm. If we don't solve the crime issue, if we don't get rid of the blight, the homelessness, which we didn't address yet, is an issue. The need for a psychiatric hospital. Those little bitty things, if they're not tended to in the front end, it's going to be tough to get businesses and corporations or whatever to move here. And I've paid attention. I listen. Oh, we're going to do that. And there's been some. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to chop on anything that's been done. But I think here's a focus I have. Why did Walk-Ons move its corporate headquarters out of Baton Rouge? Or for that matter, Raising Cane?
Sure.
Why? We want to be an attractive city that people want to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And just as important, we need to retain these businesses to stay right here. So I don't want to get too high in the weeds on economic development and make like I am a expert in that field, because I am not. But I'm going to have somebody who is, and I'm going to learn a lot. But in the meantime, I think it's retaining what we have and fixing the things in the front end that will attract corporations and businesses here.
We've got exactly 1 minute left with Sid Edwards. Let me just leave the floor open to you in this 1 minute. Your elevator pitch is what?
I'm going to ask the citizens of East Baton Rouge Parish to consider me to start off as your next mayor president. I think there's a lot of folks that think we don't have a chance. I'm here this morning, and I'm a coach. I'm an optimist, right? I believe we're going to win this race, and it's going to take a lot of people helping.
Is the website up and running?
We have a Facebook page right now. The website should be coming, we're working on that, and things are happening, and we'll be on the hop today for sure.
This is the first of many conversations. After this, we start to dive in on policy, so right. We'll get tougher in the meanwhile. This was just a great introduction. He is Sid Edwards, running for mayor president of East Baton Rouge. I appreciate a couple minutes.
Hey, God bless. Thank you.